I mean, Sophia, no harm.
I intend to marry her.
I need to run. Cool down. Used to get in a lot of fights.
I'm a cop.
I don't think you are a cop.
I'm Jason Stackhouse, and I want to know you.
We all know it's your queen behind this, Northman.
I confess, I sold the blood at my queen's command and accused Bill to protect her. Unless I give the magistrate content, he'll murder my progeny.
What are you doing here at Murlocs?
I just thought that maybe you'd like to go watch a movie or something.
You are trying to discover the origins of your human mental condition because there's a payoff.
It's a theory, beautifully built, but it has nothing to do with me.
There is no forever for us. It's only now.
Yeah, you sure could be.
Give me back my boy! He ain't going anywhere with you. You don't get it? I'll own him!
Your bon ton piece of ass
is right here in Jackson. Where is Sookie?
We'll celebrate your last night as a human.
What?
Will you be my vampire bride?
Russell wants what he wants and he takes it.
And this?
Some random tribal crown.
Viking.
Travis can hear
him.
Bill!
You've got to get her out of Jackson as fast as you can.
Grab the girl.
Ha ha ha! Fantastic!
Guess you turned out to be completely unworthy of our trust.
No.
Why? What's happened?
He's been hiding something very interesting from us all.
Are you serious? I am almost 3,000 years old.
Eric, get her out of here, please.
Eric, what are you doing?
I wouldn't let go of this if I were you. I don't know what it is, but I do know it's quite valuable.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know it's not just true. I wanna do bad things with you.
Pleasure of tasting it, but all my instincts say we'll be quite extraordinary.
I will never, ever forgive you for this.
It thinks we're equals.
Oh, but it's wrong, isn't it?
Indeed.
Do you care nothing about our home?
Talbot, not now!
Run! Elise!
What are you going to do with our Mr. Compton, if I may ask?
Marco, Klaus, take Mr. Compton to the slave quarters. There, my dear, you will kill him.
No! But...
Not defy me! I am your king!
Your Majesty.
Take Miss Sackhouse into the library here.
I want to ask her a few questions after I repair the state of affairs in my marriage.
Bill, I will get you out of here.
Eric, save her, I beg you!
If you do kill him, I will kill you. Oh, please. Please try. Without that sanctimonious little prick Godric to save you, I would just love to rip you open and wear your ribcage as a hat. Please tell me you were just doing that for the king's benefit.
I don't think anyone plays the king of Mississippi and gets away with that. I certainly have no intentions of trying.
Why are you even here? I thought you had other things to deal with.
Yeah, I do, and I need a thing, so please don't take this the wrong way, but shut up.
No, please, I'm begging you.
Thank you.
And what is your vegetable of the day?
That would be the peas.
Hmm. And how are those prepared?
Those are dumped out of a can into a big pot and heated up. I mean, where do you think you are, Lady Red Lobster?
Hey, I am paying good money to eat here. If you want to keep any of that cheap dyed hair, you better stop mouthing off to me.
Well, that sucked. Not in a good way.
Oh.
Lafayette, I got an order.
What? Sam and Tommy already ain't going. Ain't we closed yet?
Nope. Curler's over there wants the chicken fried steak, extra gravy on the side, extra mash, no veggies.
Hell no.
You want me to help?
Can you cook?
I can do a lot of things.
Oh, Lord.
And I want a freshly cut lemon in my ice tea. Not some dried out thing that's been sitting around all day. Dagnabbit. Look what I just said. Oh, I got lemon juice on it, too.
Oh, sorry. I mean, sometimes it just happens.
Please don't kill me. I'm pregnant. That probably just makes you want to eat me even more. This is why people hate y'all.
I just haven't eaten in days.
Oh, man, how warm you are.
I feel like I'm on fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. We are on fire.
I ain't no virgin.
Me neither. But you made me feel that way.
Not me. You make me feel like 110% woman.
Mm. Oh. Oh! Don't hurt me. Or do. I don't care.
The hell's that supposed to mean? Huh? I ain't in any pervert stuff.
Well, I didn't mean a lot there.
Then what in blazes was it you did mean?
I meant... Don't break my heart.
I say... This ain't right. It ain't... I wanted to just get a taste of something I could remember forever, but... Goddamn, I ain't gonna let you see me cry.
Hey, no reason for you to cry. Not when you're with me. I'll take care of you. What?
I gotta go.
Crystal!
I ain't letting you go. Ain't nobody owns me.
Well, when am I gonna see you again?
Never. This can't happen. It's too dangerous.
Dangerous? Why?
Forget me. For both our sakes. So all that stuff about caring about me, that was just crap?
I never said I cared about you. Maybe you dreamt it.
You big phony. Big hat, no cattle.
Do you mind? I'm trying to think here.
I thought you said my life was too valuable to throw away.
You are valuable. That's very clear. I'm just not sure why.
It's okay. I'm risking everything to tell you this because you mean so much to me. You make me feel almost human.
You mean nothing to me, understand? Nothing.
I'm very close to getting something I've wanted since I was still human. Do not get in my way.
I hate your fucking guts, Eric Northman. I promise I will pay you back for this.
Sorry to have kept you waiting. A husband's work is never done.
Leave us.
As you wish.
Now, tell me what you are.
I'm a waitress.
Yes, and I am Marie of Romania. I'm a very patient man, Miss Stackhouse. One can afford to be when one is immortal, but my patience is not without limits.
I hate leaving the kids with Terry this long. He's always so frazzled when I get home. Why, where's Lafayette?
He and that Jesus guy left. Said to tell you to lock up before you leave.
Okay. But just so you know, this necklace is pure silver. And I take garlic supplements, too.
Arlene, just because my fangs popped out doesn't mean I'm going to use them on you.
I just wish this awful night was over. You know every single one of my customers stiffed me?
Well, let me take care of her for you.
Don't kill her or anything.
Excuse me, ma'am. You're not hungry anymore. I want you to take all the money you have and leave it on the table. And head to the ladies. All right? She'll be gone soon.
Ma'am, you okay in there? Ma'am?
Thank you so much. You are the best waitress I've ever had.
Hey! Not such a bad night after all, huh? You got a nice tip and nobody got killed. See you tomorrow?
No fucking way.
So what? I was born here.
You never wanted to leave?
Ever since the day I was born. I've been places, I just never stayed. I've always come back, yeah.
You're not done with this place.
Feels like it's not done with me. So where are you from?
I was born in Catemaco.
Catemaco?
Mm-hmm. But my mommy dragged me all over the fucking world. Texas, Uruguay. Portugal, you name it. Montreal.
No papi.
No, I don't got one. It's just nobody knows who he is. Mommy was raped.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. Makes all those jokes your mom cracks about me raping her that much funnier.
Maybe I was wrong about you. Maybe I actually can relate to you.
Why would you think that you couldn't?
The term Satan and the Sunday hat mean anything to you.
Bitch. My name is Jesus, bro. I am the polar opposite of Satan.
You better be.
Can I kiss you? Fuck me. Shouldn't have asked. Should have just done it, right? I have a rule though.
Mm-hmm.
No sex on the first date.
Okay.
Sometimes I have a hard time keeping that rule.
I think we should follow that rule.
Get somewhere to go.
Yeah. Right. A mess. Right. I think I'm all kind of intense with you.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not sure I should trust it.
I'm getting kind of hard just looking at you.
Damn.
Isn't it warm out for a fire?
I suppose it is. I love a good fire. There's something primal about it. Always makes things more dramatic. Now, it's time for you to answer my questions, Miss Stackhouse.
Fine. I have some questions for you, too.
Oh, honey. There's a fine line between feisty and delusional. You're not really in any position to bargain.
You don't know that?
Oh, now it's getting interesting.
So I'll answer one of your questions and you'll answer one of mine?
Who goes first?
Are you the king of all vampires?
Heavens, no, my dear girl. I am merely the king of Mississippi.
Do you have a crown?
I have several. That's two questions. My turn. What are you? You're definitely not human.
My parents were human.
How do you know? And how do you know they were your parents, for that matter?
My grandfather was like me.
Which is?
I can hear people's thoughts. And shifters. Werewolves. Not vampires.
How dreadful that must be.
Oh, you have no idea.
I mean, who cares what anyone else is thinking?
My turn. Is Lorena going to kill Bill?
If she knows what's good for her, but she'll take her time. He's been her drug of choice for centuries now. She's going to have a hard time letting go.
Please. You can stop her.
Why would you want me to? Are you aware that your noble Mr. Compton has been keeping a secret file on you? On your family? My turn. What are you besides a telepath?
And what on earth makes that light come out of your hands?
Oh, don't make me force it out of you.
I don't know. I never even knew I could do it until recently, and I don't know what I am. Maybe I'm an alien. All I know is it's something big, so if I were you, I wouldn't hurt me or anyone I care about.
Are the other powers?
It's my turn.
Hey, speak now!
Are the other powers?
Once I threw a chain at somebody, and it wrapped around his neck by itself, like that face crab thing from Alien. That's all.
Well, no wonder the queen is so fascinated by you.
There's a queen?
Oh, sweetheart. You really don't know anything at all, do you?
I do miss the mountain clearings. Such style. Elegance. People knew how to behave. Knew what was expected of them. Knew how to avoid creating tragedies for the people they loved. I may not be able to make you feel anything for me, but I will make you feel.
You'll always so enjoy making others suffer.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Especially having been made to suffer, as I have been.
You haven't suffered at the hands of others for a very long time.
I am suffering now! Even as you face the true death, I will be inside you. No, Sookie. Me.
I wish I had known you before you were made. Before you turned hard, I would like to have seen you smile with light in your eyes. Instead of darkness. That would have been something.
I have no choice. William.
Police.
Of course not. I'm not. I just. I really missed you, Franklin. Can't wait for you to get back.
Really? Find that hard to believe? You haven't even noticed that I've shaved. I wanted to look nice for you. It's our wedding night tomorrow. By the way, your friend Sookie. She's been brought here.
Well, what is Russell going to do to her?
So that means my work for Russell is officially over, which means you've got me all to yourself.
Don't promise me something you can't deliver now. Tie me
Two hands are better than none.
Why, you wicked little strumpet.
I'm gonna drink your blood tomorrow night.
Yes, you are.
I want it now. I want to experience being high on you. While making love to you. Knowing it's my last act as human. I want to have the most amazing sex any human can have. Before I give myself to you. And death.
Kinky.
Yeah.
I'll go there.
I bet you will.
Will you?
Bring it.
Bite me. Bite into my flesh. Taste my blood. My sinew, my bones. Open me up. Taste me, drink me, feed on me.
You don't have to ask me twice. Oh!
Kill me!
Oh, wait a minute. That's not how you play Kaiserspiel.
Kaiserspiel? We're playing Carnoffen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow, I haven't played this game in centuries.
Russell taught me this game when I was still human.
How long have you been together?
Just shy of 700 years. Although sometimes it feels like 7 million.
Well, I hope he knows just how lucky he is.
Oh, believe me. He knows.
Keep your hands off me!
Carlo!
Take off! Me!
And have Timothy bring the car around.
Where
are you going now?
I have business.
Again?
Yes.
Eric, please! Stay still!
Mr. Elfman, would you accompany me this evening?
It would be an honor.
You never take me anywhere because you prefer to be in the company of sycophants. Deep down, my darling, you're a very weak character.
He's in one of his moods. Well, never mind. We have much more pressing matters at hand. We're going to see an old friend of yours.
Get your creepy hands off me! I have powers! I'll use them! I will!
You out. Wait till the sun comes up. I'll find you. Be ready.
Tara?
Because we're going to need all the luck in the world. I'm going to get us out of here. I'm not giving up without a fight.
You have no idea what awaits you on the other side. That beautiful bride. No more pain. No more fear. No more rules.
Tell me, Eric. May I call you Eric?
Certainly.
What exactly is her relationship with Miss Stackhouse?
Well, her lover, Bill Compton, was a constituent of mine. I keep an eye on that because I knew she was of interest to my queen.
So, no personal attachments?
I do not get attached to humans.
Still, you have to admit she is quite delectable.
My tastes lie elsewhere.
Lorena thinks you killed one of my werewolves.
I killed a werewolf. I was not aware it belonged to you.
To save Sookie?
To save myself. I was at her house to question her regarding Bill's disappearance, and it attacked me.
Only a very young and very foolish vampire can be killed by a werewolf, and you and I then.
Only a vampire with no self-respect would allow a werewolf who attacked him to remain alive. They are base, primitive creatures, and I will freely admit that I despise them. You're the first vampire I ever met who didn't feel the same way.
Of course I do. I'm more dog than man. Stupid than dogs, actually. But it seems beneficial to me to use them rather than destroy them.
How exactly do you use them?
I give them the blood. Oh, come now. I know that you yourself have been demons, so don't pretend to be a vampire fundamentalist.
If all the supernaturals would stop squabbling among themselves and unite, we could conquer humans in a matter of days. This is your plan?
I prefer to call it my dream.
Well, I like this dream.
Throughout history, I have aligned myself with or destroyed those humans in power, hoping to make a dent in mankind's race to oblivion. What if the creature actively destroys its own habitat?
Hey, you're preaching to the choir.
I mean, do you remember how the air used to smell?
How humans used to smell?
How they used to taste?
I remember everything.
Preening little fool that he was, Adolf was right about one thing. There is a master race. It's just not the human race.
Should we have taken the I-12 exit?
Oh, we're not going to Shreveport. Oh, don't worry. We'll deal with your magister problem in time.
Well, this is my humble abode.
Wow. It's amazing.
You think so?
And that. That is beautiful. That's my girl. Don Antin.
No, that's a Virgin Mary.
Yeah, but it's also Elewa and Chongo. These guys are pretty fucking hardcore, dude.
What do you offer them?
Huh?
Lafayette, man, these guys have to be appeased, bro, or else they will fuck you up. Seriously, I seen for Elewa, I put out shots of tequila for Chongo.
He drank them?
No, smart ass. He blesses them. And then I drink them.
Well, maybe I should put out a couple of shots for him right now.
Or he offers him something else.
Evening, faggot.
Ha ha!
Bitch! First you fucking non-American car faggot. He gonna fuck you up, cocksucker.
Yeah, fucker.
Shit.
That's the last time you fucked. Dumbass hillbilly.
Shit.
Make no mistake, cracker. You're gonna get my fucking ride fixed.
How the hell am I supposed to pay?
I got my fucking problem. Why don't you just sell all that shit I dropped by your house last night, bitch?
I ain't selling no vampire blood. It's
evil. Crystal meth. Hey, my ass. My ass. My ass. Calm down, man. You got it. Get the fuck out of here. Go tell your mama two faggots whoop your ass, bitch.
Come on. You a drug dealer?
Yeah.
And B? Man, that shit's so intense it ruins most people's lives. You know what, man? Just take me back to my car.
Whatever you want, bitch.
another $100. Hadley, Ludus, go down to Scribble K. Get me a couple hundred more Deuces Wild tickets. Mama's feeling lucky tonight.
Mama couldn't be more wrong.
You killed my guards.
Only a handful. The rest were surprised and unwilling to die for you and have defected.
Hadley? Oh,
your human is safe. I'm not here to needlessly slaughter.
What do you want?
You, my darling Sophie Anne. I want you to accept my proposal of marriage.
I've turned you down countless times. Why would I accept now?
Because in addition to never touching you, I will settle all your debts. Oh, come on. The Magister will eventually determine it was you who's selling our blood.
I've already pinned it on Eric Northman. Is that really all you've got?
Well, there's the IRS. The American Vampire League will let prison make an example of you. Assuage the right-wing's fears about vampires running Wall Street.
They have no dominion over me. I'm a queen.
Please. I have known some of the finest queens who've ever lived. You, my dear girl, I'm no queen.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, sweetheart, you go fuck yourself. Well, I am older and stronger than you. I only submitted to you in the past because of respect. But you framed me. So I renounce any and all allegiance to you. I am his now.
I refuse to grant you.
I will rip your head off and throw it in the pool. And I will have fun doing it.
Huh.
Your call. Very well, then.
Eric. So, yes or no?
God damn it.
Oh, splendid!
Sun will be up soon. We'll spend the day here. We'll stop by Fantasia on our way back to Jackson.
As you wish. Hey, I hope I didn't overstep any boundaries just now.
No, I quite enjoyed that. Thank you.
It is my honor. And my duty. I came. I'll make sure your betrothed is properly restrained.
Hadley! I want Hadley!
You should go on ground.
And I'll be with you in the laugh, Lausanne. And I cannot.
And what will you do there? Find another man that you deem honorable, so that you can turn him into a violent, hateful thing like yourself, destroying whatever it was you loved about him to begin with.
Yes. It's all my fault, isn't it? You never enjoyed killing those humans. Writhing naked in their blood. Making love to me as the light died in their eyes. Oh, no. I forced you to do all that.
No. You did not.
Be a man. And admit you liked it.
Just as you liked it. Enticing all those starving men with your flesh, luring them into your maker's clutches so that he could murder them and defile their bodies in unspeakable ways as you watched.
I am not Eastbound.
Really? He made you his mirror, just as you tried to make me yours. He is the reason that a girl who once marveled in the beauty of all life now delights in bringing pain and horror to every moment.
You never embraced our nature!
Your nature! It was never mine! I welcome death. Because only then will I be truly free of the disease. It's you.
We gotta get it, Tom.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We kind of thought you would have retired for the day.
Aren't you supposed to be patrolling the grounds?
Yeah, well, we was just gonna keep an eye on your prisoner for you, make sure he didn't get away.
Really? And that's supposed to feast on his blood. Never crossed your mind.
It's my fault, ma'am. I beg you to let me get some.
And I got a bone to pick with this asshole. He jumped me last night. Killed three of my wolves last week.
Come on. Let's just have a little taste. It's just gonna waste all over the floor like that.
Of course. Suck whatever's left. Right out of them.
Fuck it! Drink directly from the source, right?
This is for Louie, Sanger.
And Daryl. And Jimmy. This is just because I fucking feel like it.
You mind? I'm trying to eat here.
Let's turn this here dead man into a fucking raisin.
That is simply not true.
You can't hypnotize away the facts, Miss Flanagan. Ratification would send a bad message to our nation's children.
It would be tantamount to full-on government endorsement of deviant vampiric behavior.
The American people are too smart for this blatant fear-mongering.
It's not fear-mongering.
Please. We have all seen that leaked fundraising presentation, which outlines an aggressive strategy designed to capitalize on fear and misinformation.
Oh, yeah. It's all a vast right-wing conspiracy.
No accident. The claims of how we intend to prey on America's children.
Thanks for letting me crash here last night.
You gonna tell me what the hell's going on between you and Jolie? Well, he came after you last night. You scared of him?
I ain't scared of him. I just hate him. He's a drunk. Gambles away any money we ever get. Fuck him.
He the one scarred you up?
He wishes.
Don't lie to me, Tommy.
I ain't lying. He ain't never laid a hand on me. He knows better.
Well, there's something messed up between you and him. Now, you may not want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it.
Okay, but I'll talk about it when I'm ready.
Fair enough, as long as it's today.
Good morning. I brought y'all a mess of my secret recipe corn fritters. Fried in bacon grease. You ain't had good till you've had these, Sam.
Oh, well, thank you, Melinda.
When you going to start calling me Mama?
As soon as it starts to feel comfortable.
Well, you take your time, darling. We've got a lot of road to cover, you and me. You mind if I have a little heart-to-heart with my youngest?
It's okay.
Just take these fritters with me. Put them on the lunch and then you.
You wait and see. Folks will be lining up for them, Sam. It's okay. It's okay for your own mama to talk to you?
He's just looking out for me.
Yeah? Well, who the hell's looking out for me, Tommy, and for Jolie?
I don't give a shit who's looking out for him.
You listen to me, little boy. You wouldn't even be here if it weren't for him. I was ready to end my pregnancy because it would take me off the circuit for too long, and it was Jolie who said I ought to go ahead and have you in case you turn out to be a shifter like me.
Wow. What a saint. He wanted to use me just like he'd been using you.
That man ain't never left me, no matter what, and he could have.
You're the one that never left. He ain't leaving because we're his goddamn meal ticket.
Yeah, and what will we do without him, huh? You ever think about that? My back's done shot from all the years I spent in the ring. I ain't able to work now. You wanted to leave me to rot in an alley somewhere?
Of course not, Mama.
I did it till I couldn't do it anymore, and now it's your turn.
It ain't right.
The world ain't right, you selfish little shit. Without you, we ain't gonna survive. We can't do it.
Yeah, but maybe with Sam's help.
You can't trust Sam. He may be blood, but he ain't family. And he ain't never gonna be. He looks down on us. Thinks he's better than us.
Yeah, well, maybe he is.
Yeah, well, maybe the fuck he is. But you think he's willing to take care of us over the long haul? Once he knows the truth? Uh-uh. Me and Jolie's all you got, son. All you ever will have. And in your bones, you know that to be true.
Who the hell are you?
I'm here to see Crystal.
What for?
That's between me and Crystal.
Is that so? All right. Babe? Somebody here to see you.
Hey. Who the hell are you?
Crystal, it's me. Jason.
What is this? Some kind of joke? I ain't never laid eyes on you.
But...
Look, I don't know who put you up to this or why, but I don't think it's funny. And I'd appreciate it if you'd leave me and my fiancé alone.
Fiancé?
You heard the lady, asshole. And why don't you get off our land before we kick you off?
Yeah, dumbass. What's taking so long?
Yeah. Hey, bitch already said she ain't know you.
Sorry, ma'am. Must have confused you with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Showed him.
What the hell he was?
Hi. Got that little blonde girl in there?
What's it to you?
Talbot's serving her blood for dinner tomorrow night, and she's only supposed to be eating almonds. That's what it is to me.
Nobody told me about almonds.
If she ain't eating almonds, Talbot ain't gonna be happy. And if Talbot ain't happy, Russell ain't happy. And if Russell ain't happy, you dog boys ain't gonna be getting any vampire blood. Now open up the goddamn door. Great. You fell asleep and let her escape?
No.
What the hell are you doing? Killing vampires and saving your ass. I'll fill you in later. Now let's get the hell out of here. Eggs over easy, sausage, white toast. And he wants them eggs runny, Lafayette.
I know what over easy means, goddammit.
Well, you're in a sorry mood today.
That's right, Arlene. I am in a motherfucking sorry-ass mood. You got a fucking problem with that?
No.
Hey, Arlene, you seen Tommy?
No, and I got two tables need bussing. Oh, and Sam, I thought you had a no-pet policy on those apartments you rent to us.
I do.
Oh, I see. Unless it's your kinfolk. I don't appreciate you letting them have that dog when Kobe and Lisa can't even have a hamster.
What dog?
That mean-ass-looking pit bull that your mom and daddy brought out of the house and piled into their van this morning. Like you don't know. I got kids, Sam. I can't be having some killer dog. Damn, everybody's ignoring me today.
Kobe! Tommy!
God damn it. He's got werewolves patrolling the grounds by day. But if we can get to one of his cars hotwired, we might be able to find Bill.
Where are the freight quarters?
What? He was covered in blood. He was going to let them kill me. I am risking my life to save his dead ass. And now that you, he may not be dead yet, and they forced him to do all that other stuff. That's how he is. I am not leaving here without him. You're a fucking idiot. Just find his way out of here.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
What the hell's a goddamn emergency?
Listen, I need to know if there's any dog fighting in Renard Parish.
Hell no! We don't allow that.
What about nearby?
I can't share official intra-parish intelligence with civilians.
Andy, lives are at stake. And speaking of, I already saved your sorry ass once, so you owe me.
I heard about some raids over in Union Parish recently down towards the north end of Bernice.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, Arlene, get the sheriff anything he wants for breakfast. On the house.
Vehicle, please.
What?
Get out of the fucking vehicle, boy. Don't make me say it again.
Hey, you can't.
Damn. Nobody's talking to you. I'm giving you one last chance. To get out of the vehicle before I start to get mad. What the fuck, dude? Tell you what the fuck!
Oh my god!
Ma'am, you want to keep it quiet?
Careful as my throwing arm.
You should have thought about that.
Before you started to engage in lewd behavior in public, which, in case you didn't know, is against the law.
You ain't no fucking cop, man.
Not yet, but I'm gonna be one. Real soon.
Now I got my eye on you. I ain't doing nothing you never did yourself.
Yeah? But here's the difference between you and me. Something about you is wrong. And when I find out what that is, I'm gonna fuck you up, good boy.
You got it?
I got it! Fuck!
Good. Now get the fuck out of here.
Fucking freak.
You got that right.
This is fucking intense.
This is how it's always gonna be with me, baby.
Oh, you can't keep talking like this still.
I would do anything for you.
Oh, you take me to Forever Young and buy me anything I want.
Better! I'll steal it for you.
Oh, I love you. You fucking lunatic.
No more than I love you, you hot bitch. Hotter than hell. Hottest bitch in town, and I fucking owe you.
Trash.
Don't be afraid. I'm not one of them. I'm a good guy.
What do you want?
I'm looking for Suki Stackhouse.
You got a car?
Yeah.
Bill? Please, say something. Bill? Please, don't be dead. Not after everything we've been through. I won't let you go, I won't. I'm gonna get you out of here. I'm gonna make you well if it's the last thing I ever do. Because I love you, Bill Compton, and I am not about to let you go.
Well, isn't that heartwarming? This is all your fault.